Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Todd Rosiak covers the Brewers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joins us on the bench. How's it going, Todd?
Hey, doing all right. How you doing?
I'm all right. So I know you're the baseball guy, but what'd you think of Giannis getting the MVP tonight for Brewtown?
Well deserved. It's been a pretty eventful year in Wisconsin sports. Obviously, Christian Yelich got the MVP last November, and now we've got Giannis, and who knows what the future holds. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will go back to form, and we'll get a three-peat.
You might have that. You never know. He could go off at any moment. You got to deal with him every week. He's amazing. So take me back to yesterday when Woodruff had the 12 Ks. He had a great day. They needed that. What has been happening lately to the Brewers?
I could go on and on about that. Basically, long story short, is they've kind of righted the ship here the last couple, previous couple days against the Reds after going through probably their worst stretch of the season, losing 5 out of 6 in San Francisco and San Diego, and then coming home and losing 2 in pretty ugly fashion to the Reds. So it's really been a story of pitching, I would say, this season for the Brewers. Very inconsistent effort from their starting rotation. Bullpen has been very up and down, aside from Josh Hader in the back end. Offense is what it is. You know, it's through the course of the season, any offense is going to have its ups and downs. But, you know, they do produce runs. And, you know, with Christian Yelich obviously in the middle of the lineup, Mike Moustakas is playing great. Yasmani Grandal is having a great season. You know, those three guys are really kind of anchoring what could be an even better lineup if they were getting more consistent performances from guys like Lorenzo Cain and Travis Shaw. So all things being equal, everything being considered, it really is amazing when you take all the struggles that they've had over the course of this season, the ups and downs, that they're right in the thick of it with the Cubs atop the Central.
Yeah, no doubt. So what, Grandal had the home run on Saturday. So that was the game that snapped the 5-game skid. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, how have you liked having him on that ball club?
He's been a very nice addition. You know, obviously a switch hitter that you can bat pretty much anywhere in the lineup. Saturday and Sunday they had him batting leadoff, which is kind of crazy to think about. But you know, he did fairly well in that spot. He's been a nice addition. Obviously, he's getting paid handsomely for his efforts, but I would say he's been everything that the Brewers had hoped that he would be, kind of a, you know, a difference maker as an offensive player and a very studious guy behind the plate who's been solid defensively and really takes a lot of pride in working with the pitching staff. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see in the offseason what happens if these two parties can get together and work out maybe a longer-term deal. I spoke to Grandal yesterday and, you know, kind of talked to him about the decision to turn down a 4-year deal from the Mets in the offseason to kind of roll the dice and take a gamble on yourself and go with a 1-year deal for a higher annual salary. And he said, it's confidence. I have confidence in myself, and it's paying off so far. So, you know, so far, so good. Great addition, and we'll see if he makes it to the All-Star game.
Yeah, 17 home runs for Grandal. Now, tell me about Ryan Braun. So when, you know, everything happened with him and the problems that he had, and then, you know, I don't know, was it that they stuck by him or was it that they were stuck with him? And then how do you think it's played out since all of that went down and, you know, he had to, like, build his reputation again and almost start from scratch?
I mean, you could make an argument both ways that they stuck with him and have been stuck with him. The biggest mistake that was made, I would say, is going back even before he tested positive was getting him the contract extension, the gigantic extension at that time in 2011 that they really didn't need to give him because he was already under terms of an earlier deal. But the Brewers tried to do right by him and give him a more I guess, a fairer market deal as far as what he had contributed to the organization, and it really blew up in their faces, all things considered. So since that point in time, he's gone on. He's been a productive player, but like with any of us, Father Time has caught up, and you know, he certainly isn't putting up the numbers that he used to. He's not quite to the point of being a part-time player, but he needs more days off, more maintenance days to tend to some of his nagging injuries and such. And I wouldn't really call he can be a difference maker at times in the offense, but he certainly isn't a consistent difference maker like he has been in the past. But again, from the Brewers' point of view, you know, they've been able to kind of mitigate that with the additions of guys like Yelich and Moustakas and Grandal. And Braun will be on the books for one more year after this year. And then I would expect the two parties will part ways, and we'll see how history treats him in the future.
Todd Rosiak covers the Brewers for the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee. Tell me about, like, do you think Yelich, obviously, it's got to be one of the greatest deals the Brewers have ever pulled off, and what he's given them. I mean, just it's just outrageous what this guy has done in Milwaukee. The numbers are staggering.
Yeah, it's you know, looking back on it, a year ago at this time, he was on his way to becoming an all-star. But you know, the numbers that he had put up were, you know, I mean, you don't want to say pedestrian, but you know, decent, hitting around 300. I think he had like 10 or 12 homers at that point. He hit a home run in the All-Star game, if you remember. I believe it was off of Charlie Morton. And from that point on, he's just been gangbusters. And, you know, he was very adamant in the offseason and spring training. You know, the question was asked a million times, how do you follow up, you know, just a tremendous second half like you had? And he said he hates the word regression. You know, that's the famous phrase, regression to the mean. And he doesn't believe in that. And, you know, clearly since day one and this season, he's just been on another tear. Looks like it's going to be he and Cody Bellinger, barring any unforeseen injuries or anything down the stretch, for MVP again. And may the best man win. But you know, he's already cemented his status in Wisconsin lore in basically a year and a half time as one of the true greats in any sport in Wisconsin history. And the guy's going to be a legend far beyond his playing days whenever those are done.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Todd. So tell me, you know, besides Zach Davies, what's the problem with their starting rotation? And who's been the problem? It seems like all of them have been kind of average.
Yeah, well, they rolled the dice basically in spring training, and they felt that they could construct the heart of their rotation around three young guys, Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burnes, and Freddie Peralta. Brandon Woodruff has turned out to be really kind of their de facto ace this season. He's tied for the NL lead in wins with 9 right now. And, you know, a guy that's, you know, throws high 90s consistently throughout the course of his starts. Really good makeup. He's also several years older than the other two guys, Burnes and Peralta. Those two guys have flopped pretty badly. Far too early to call them busts because they are still pretty young, but Burnes is back in the minor league. He's giving up too many home runs, and Peralta has just been too inconsistent. He's pitching out of the bullpen right now. So the gamble backfired, basically, and now the Brewers have been left to try to pick up the pieces. Zach Davies has been good up till recently. Probably, if you want to point the finger, the biggest difference this season is Yolish Chacin. Last year, he was their unquestioned ace. Won 15 games, led the majors with 35 starts, and this year been on the injured list. Just very inconsistent, hasn't been able to spot his slider like he did last year, which is his best pitch. And as a result, the Brewers have struggled. They basically got two guys that they can count on, day in and day out. And as we all know, that's not enough in Major League Baseball. So I would fully expect David Stearns and company to be in the market here over the next month or so as the trade deadline approaches for some reinforcements in that area.
So they have six big games now at home with Seattle and Pittsburgh in that order, and then they go on at least a seven-gamer on the road to, I think, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Is that correct? So these games would be huge for them over this week and into the weekend with the Pirates. These are important because they're going to go on a road.
Yeah, absolutely, and the majority of them are division games too. So obviously, you want to try to make hay with any way you can here to lead into the break, and you know, trying to take a little momentum into the break. Last year, going into the All-Star break, the Brewers had a 5-game series in Pittsburgh. They had a doubleheader that they had to play, and they swept. They got swept all 5 games. They lost, which was just incredible to watch. The offense was terrible. The pitching was terrible. And many people wrote them off at that point, but they were able to right the ship quickly in the second half. They caught fire down the stretch, and they were, you know, arguably, if they weren't the hottest team in the majors in the final month, 5 weeks, they were right up there at the top, and were able to sneak in there, beat the Cubs in their home field in game 163, and finish one game away from the World Series. So obviously it remains to be seen. A lot of baseball left to play. A lot of things can happen, but I would expect you know, the Brewers will be aggressive at the trade deadline, look to make some moves to kind of shore up their weaknesses and be right in there at the end. The good news for the Brewers is nobody's really kind of, you know, run away from them in the division. The Cubs have not been playing the greatest overall. You know, they haven't been able to put any distance between themselves and the Brewers. Cardinals are hanging in there, but again, you know, not having a great year. So, you know, I guess it's going to be really interesting here down the stretch to see who is able to pull off the big moves here and who is able to maybe pull away at the down the home stretch.
Well, I mean, right now they have a wild card at the very least. It's way too early to get into that before the break even hits. But I'd say this, if you got really two good guys pitching in your rotation, and then everybody else is really, really sketchy and iffy this year. Like, you're talking about Chassin, he was so incredible last year, and now he's nothing because he's injured and this and that, and he doesn't have his stuff. I mean, that's got to worry you that only two guys are getting it done.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and they're really out of internal options at this point. They were hopeful that Jimmy Nelson would be. They'd be able to plug him back in and maybe not necessarily pick up on his 2017 form, but become a productive member of the rotation. And after only 3 starts, he's been pulled and he's in the bullpen right now. Now, in fairness to him, he missed 21 months with a complete shoulder reconstruction. So it's, you know, that the jury's kind of out on as to whether anybody can come back from an injury that severe. But you take another internal option that they had been counting on out of the equation for right now, and their options are very limited. So they don't have the deep farm system that they had before they made the Yelich trade, but they do have some pieces that probably would interest some teams. So it's going to be interesting to see if they target starting pitching or bullpen. Last year, the bullpen was kind of the target, and the bullpen was the reason that they got into the postseason with Knebel, Jeffress, and then of course Hader at the back end. So it would not surprise me in the least to see them, you know, with a smaller price tag for a reliever, go after several of those guys and try to make it more of a bullpen game each night out as you get closer to September.
I got 1 minute, respectfully. How tough do you think that division is with all those teams in there?
Oh, it's very tough. You know, obviously the Cubs, you can never count them out. They're you know, big market team, obviously, and Theo Epstein is always going to be aggressive. They've already made the move to bring in Craig Kimbrell, and it's going to be interesting to see how he does. You know, the Cardinals, obviously, they suffered a big blow here with Jordan Hicks blowing out his elbow. He's going to need Tommy John surgery, but they're always competitive. They've got tons of talent, especially offensively. So, you know, I expect it really to be kind of a 3-team race here down the stretch, and It's always fun to watch, you know, in any division, obviously, but these teams are very familiar with each other. The Cubs, I'm sure, have all kinds of revenge on their mind after the way last season finished at the hands of the Brewers. So should be fun to watch any way it shakes out.
Yeah, I'm a Pirate fan, so I'm rooting for the Bucks. But I expect in these several games they're going to play over the next couple of weeks, I'm just hoping to have the Brewers not bend us over and spank us and call us Charlie. But maybe it'll be different. Maybe the Pirates will give you guys some problems. Hey, great stuff tonight, Todd. Thanks for coming on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, Todd Rosiak covers the Brewers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Pirates have won 4 in a row. I'd like to see the Pirates and Brewers get into it a little bit in these next 2 series over the next couple of weeks. I want to see some good ball games.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.